Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home of the Jaguars. This week we're joined by Jaguars offensive lineman Tyler Shatley. And boy, I tell you what, this is that time of year where guys get nervous, but you look relaxed.
I wouldn't say relaxed. Definitely a little nervous. Try not to think about it too much, you know, just really focusing on one day at a time, just trying to do my best. But, yeah, I mean, I've thought about it, you know, can't get too relaxed.
All right, let's jump in right here. First topic, fullback. You were the number three fullback recruit in high school. Really?
That's what they tell me.
He'd be leading?
I don't think he should be worried. Obviously, he does a great job. He's a load coming through there. And the role I play in that is more of a backup, you know, in case something were to happen to him, knock on wood. And someone else to know the position in case we were to need a backup.
Fullback and guard, though, seem to be real similar spots, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty much the same thing, really.
Same mentality?
Yeah, really it is. I mean, you know, fullback, both are, you're doing a lot of blocking. Fullback, you're just getting a little bit more of a run and go.
Up next, the right spot. You started as a punter in high school.
I did.
Are you still that flexible?
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible. I don't know if I can still punt it very well, but I can flex a little bit.
Fullback, defensive line, offensive line, guard and center. Talk about finding the right spot for you at this point of your career.
Well, right now, really, I'm just trying to become better at every position that I can play, you know, because, I mean, it's really about versatility, especially as a backup. You know, the more I can do, the more valuable I am, and I'm just trying to help myself out, you know.
But how long does it take you to learn a new spot? Obviously, not that long, since you've succeeded almost everywhere you've been.
Well, I wouldn't say quite that. I mean, it takes a while, you know, especially you going from, you know, putting your hand in the dirt every play and just blocking, and now you have to snap the ball. It takes a while to learn, but, you know, we've got great coaches, great strength staff to work with us, too. So it was a pretty easy transition as far as that goes, but it's still a lot to learn.
Brian Anger goes down. They turn to Shatley, can you punt? Yes, sir, here we go.
I'll take a swing at it, that's for sure.
Up next is strength. All-American,
yes,
strength,
sir,
and conditioning. You did 40 reps at 225 pounds.
Yes, sir.
At the Indy Combine.
I wasn't at Indy. I was actually at the Clemson Pro Day.
The Clemson Pro Day, okay.
Yes, sir.
Did that hurt?
I'll be honest, I didn't feel great afterwards, but, you know, it was adrenaline pumping, so I didn't feel it till later, you know.
How long did you prepare for that? And how do you prepare? Is it just pushing weight? Is that all you did to prepare for it?
Well, there's a lot of different stuff. You know, right after our bowl game, right around early January, I went and started training for the combine. And it's just a lot more reps, you know, higher volume work, not as much heavy weight, but just, you know, doing more reps. And that was just kind of how I prepared for it. And, you know, kind of adrenaline stuff took it the rest of the way.
Could you do it today?
Absolutely not.
No, it's one of those constant things.
Oh, yeah.
Up next is cut day. You know, a year ago, not a lot of folks knew who Tyler Shatley was. Right. Is cut day this year different? Because you understand there's a role, center, guard, fullback, punter?
It's a little different. I might not have as much anxiety about it just because I've, you know, had a year in the league. You kind of understand how stuff works. But like I said earlier, I still, you know, you can't be relaxed because I have no idea, you know, what they could want to do with me. And I mean, there's, you know, three other guys that can do the same thing I can, you know, so you can never truly relax.
Gus likes to talk about removing anxiety, likes to apply
right.
pressure but remove anxiety. Can you see that?
Does oh, yeah.
that I mean, do you feel that? Do you understand?
I definitely feel it. And just the culture around here is just wired that way, you know. I mean, they definitely put the pressure on us, you know, to perform and practice, to compete in practice. We, you know, try to do that every day. But they remove the anxiety where, you know, we'll go into meetings after a practice and you're not getting just yelled at, or, you know, they're not just like breathing down your neck like on every single play, because they want you to, you know, it's more about the process. It's about working hard and the results will come.
Let's wrap it up with what you did in college. You have a degree in civil engineering.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Not a whole lot. I mean, Zane Beatles is a mechanical engineer, so...
So what's it like in the meeting rooms?
It doesn't really change
a whole lot. Is it a highly intellectualized atmosphere?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I mean, we're not in there doing math problems or anything, but we can get intellectual if we need to.
Well, you graduated in 4 years with a degree in civil engineering.
Yes, sir.
That's got to be one of the more difficult things to do in college athletics. Did you sleep?
I did sleep. I slept a lot, really. Right. I think what helped a lot is just being there in the summer, you know, taking summer school classes and... I mean, just the schedule we had, you know, in college there, especially at Clemson, we were so big on just structure. You know, we had study hall and you know, to get this number of hours of study hall, and, you know, we were big on going to class every day. So really, if you, you know, just put the time into it, it doesn't carry over. Like I didn't have to stay up and pull all nighters because if you know you prepare throughout the week, it just like anything else.
Clearly, your parents raised you right. I mean, but look, you succeeded to the nth degree with the 40 reps at 225 and state high school shot put champ and anything that they've asked you to do. Do you have any doubts that you will succeed in the NFL based on the fact that you've done it almost everywhere you've gone?
Well, I try not to, you know, look at it like that. Like just because I've, you know, succeeded in the past doesn't mean anything in the future. And I still got to continue to work hard. There's a lot I need to work on. And I mean, you know, the competition is just, it goes up and up each level. And, you know, here, this is the best of the best. So obviously I need to continue to improve, but I have confidence that I can succeed.
Best of luck this week against the Redskins.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tyler.
Have a good one.
See you next week on A Few Good Minutes.